Calls for a tough approach to African youth crime in Melbourne are sounding familiar to those who work in the Northern Territory's legal sector. The recent Royal Commission report into the youth detention system there found its institutions are incapable of rehabilitating young people. The Northern Territory's Chief Minister, Michael Gunner, has put the Royal Commission report on the next meeting of the Council of Australian Governments. Stephanie Zillman has this report.
Calls for a tough response to young African offenders in Victoria echo the response to youth crime in the Northern Territory. The NT government's just received the report from the Royal Commission into Youth Detention. It cost $54 million and it details why the current systems of managing youth crime are failing. NT Chief Minister Michael Gunner.
What I can say here is the Territory is not unique in dealing with youth crime, and while the Royal Commission was specific to the NT, I think there are lessons there for the whole country, and I've asked for that to go onto the COAG agenda. The Prime Minister's agreed, and it'll be on the next COAG agenda in early February, and the NT will lead that conversation.
Michael Gunner argues all state governments need to carefully review the report, which provides the most up-to-date roadmap of how to rehabilitate young offenders and stop their recidivism.
The very first COAG I attended, I raised the issue of the Royal Commission and had support from the premiers about dealing with it. We'll test the commitment of the different states towards the Royal Commission recommendations at that COAG meeting.
Speaking on commercial talkback station 2GB today, Immigration Minister Peter Dutton singled out young Africans as those behind a perceived spike in youth crime in Victoria.
But, you know, when the police are given direction from the Premier and from the state government down there, which is really a go soft message, it's unacceptable. And I think the Victorian public are really outraged by some of the goings on. I mean, people don't see this in New South Wales and Queensland, but the reality is, you know, people are scared to go out to restaurants at night time because they're followed home by these gangs, home invasions and cars are stolen, and we just need to call it for what it is. Of course it's African gang violence.
NT Criminal Lawyers Association President Marty Ost is a senior Aboriginal legal aid lawyer in Darwin. He says governments are stuck in the cycle of reacting to youth crime rather than making the investment in diversion services.
Nobody wants to see crime in our community. If there are spikes in crime at this time of year, they need to be managed proactively, not reactively. We don't want to see people suffering as victims of crime. We don't want indignity or trauma, but what we do want to do is address crime in a meaningful way, in a responsible way.
Marty Ost says the NT Royal Commission's report definitively proved the failing of a tough-on-crime mantra.
Chest-beating and tough-on-crime rhetoric is not going to be effective. It's never proved to be effective. Increase the range of offences for youth diversion. Increase funding for pro-social community engagement for vulnerable youths, proceed with summonses wherever possible, and bail to supported accommodation. Don't rewrite history. Learn from the Commission.
South Sudanese community leader Richard Deng told the ABC that it's damaging to a child's prospects of rehabilitation to be targeting and isolating young African Australians.
We have a group of young kids who are disengaged, and this starts right back from the school period. Those who drop out from school team to gather together those kids who are at home from the families. So they team up together and go in a group. And these are the group of kids that are vulnerable to the crime. They're being used by the ringleaders to commit crime. Give them a school, for example, because they're teenagers, 14, 16. We shouldn't be calling them gang because we're actually leveling them. We're trying to targeting them and isolating them from the community, which is not a solution.
South Sudanese community leader Richard Deng, Stephanie Zillman, our reporter.